everyone's got a story of a dress that they've bought and they've only worn once and now it's stuck hanging in their cupboard. Like, everyone's done that at some stage in their life. That's why the rental industry is fantastic, because this one garment is getting worn up to 30 times.
Reloved Radio, a podcast sharing inspirational stories about pre-loved fashion.
Hey, Relovers, welcome back to another episode of Reloved Radio. Today, I have the pleasure of chatting with a trailblazer in the world of sustainable fashion and entrepreneurship. Please join me in welcoming Angela Pike, the creative force and owner of Lucida Boutique Dress Hire, a conscious fashion space that blends high-end style with a commitment to sustainability. And welcome to Relove Radio.
Thank you so much. What an intro. That was so nice. I'm so happy to be here.
Your journey is a little bit different to the ones that I have shared lately, coming at sustainable fashion from a completely different angle.
Yes.
Do you reckon you could just tell us the story behind how Lucida Boutique came to be and also how its values align with sustainable fashion?
So I started Lucida Dress Hire back in 2019, pre-COVID days. I started as I thought the concept as a business was such a great idea and something unique that has only just started to emerge, you know, over the last decade, and thought this is such a great business idea to get started with. And I'd never owned a business before this, and I thought this was a perfect way to get my foot in the door as a business owner. And initially it was just that. It was just a business idea, and one, you know, in I love retail. I love working with customers in store face to face. That's always been a passion of mine as well. So I thought it'd be a perfect place for me to start off with. And it wasn't really until I got in the research phase of the business and really started to get things going that I realized actually the impact that a rental business, especially a rental business for clothing, that it is making such a great impact on the environment. I had no idea how awful fast fashion was and the effects it was actually having on our environment with the amount of textile waste. I didn't know textile waste was a thing. Like, when you talk about recycling, you always just immediately picture, you know, oh, I've got my yellow bin, so, you know, I recycle all my bottles and things at home. Not once have I ever thought about the fabric waste in landfill until I started this business. And it just made me go, well, even big of a tick with this business is look what it can do. If it's only helping a little bit, at least it's helping.
Do you talk to your customers about the impact of fast fashion on the environment and why renting is a better option? Like, does that ever come up in conversation?
Yeah, naturally. Obviously a lot easier with some customers compared to others. I do try and talk about it a lot through social media, but the conversations I have with customers in store as well, I think initially when they're coming through the door, you know, majority of them aren't really thinking about that side of it. However, once they're in here and seeing how great the process is and we start talking about, and everyone's got a story of a dress that they've bought and they've only worn once and now it's stuck hanging in their cupboard. Like, everyone's done that at some stage in their life, and they don't realise that it's everyone is doing that, and that's why it's so bad. So they love the idea of being able to rent a dress, A, because it's convenient and affordable, but it's just having that extra feel-good moment for them going, well, I'm actually helping the environment as well.
For sure. Are there any sort of memorable moments or memorable things that your customers have said about that part of the business?
I think it's more their reaction to hearing the good side of it when it comes to sustainability. Mm. Like I said, it's more I am educating people. They don't necessarily, like 95% of them wouldn't consider the sustainability side of it. So I think the fact that them listening and actually taking on board that this is something good, we are sort of eliminating fast fashion by renting a piece instead of buying something new, I can tell they've got that feel good in them when I tell them that. Mm. So I think, well, I've just educated them on that. Like, that's, and that makes me feel good because I think I'm spreading this even further. Like, yep. It was with me. I had no idea. So I've learned and now I'm passing it on to everyone that comes in as well. So it's more about that education side of it, I think, that has the impact on me knowing, well, hopefully I have now turned a corner in that person's path when it comes to their choices, when it comes to purchasing garments, not just dresses, but everything in their wardrobe. So yeah, I love that side of it, being able to educate people around that.
Are you renting just dresses?
I started with just dresses, yes, and that is the majority of my business. But being Ballarat-based, we get very cold winters. So I have introduced faux fur coats for winter time. So it completes the outfit. I haven't really branched out in any other ways. It's mainly for special occasions. So these faux fur coats obviously complement the dresses. I haven't really thought about stepping outside of that realm just yet. I think the designer wear for special occasions is the main focus at the moment.
And being in Ballarat myself, I can totally vouch for the need for a nice coat. There's nothing worse than when you have a beautiful dress on and then you're going to go put your puffer over the top of it.
Exactly. Yes, that's the last thing you want to do. But you want to be warm as well. So
that's right.
Having the faux fur coats is perfect. Yeah.
How has your business made a difference in the local community when it comes to being more sustainable and, as we were saying, cutting down on the fashion waste?
This is tricky, as I guess like I'm still a small boutique, so I don't feel like I'm making a huge impact. I think coming back to that education side of it, that might be having more of an impact rather than anything physically. However, in saying that, every dress that I do rent to someone, I have potentially saved one other dress going into landfill. So if someone's not renting, they're potentially just buying a one-off dress that they're 95% chance they're not going to wear again, because that's usually what's happening. And it ends up in there. It might be a very long process, but that dress is going to end up in their wardrobe, not worn. And it's then either going to get thrown away at some point, or at some stage in its life, it's going to end up in landfill. So the one dress that I've now rented out, I've rented that out instead of it going to landfill. And that same dress that I've rented is going out multiple times instead of ending up in landfill. So someone coming in to rent a dress, that one particular dress might also get rented 15 to 20 other times as well. So that dress is getting its full wear out of that fabric rather than just the one.
Absolutely. Can you share some of the things that you do to be more eco-friendly and reduce your environmental footprint that aren't necessarily just the dresses?
Of course. So for me, there's a couple of things that I do that I'm really conscious of, because as I get dresses delivered to me, I see the amount of plastic that they come from all of the manufacturers. It's so much plastic. It's made me very conscious of the amount of plastic I use in my business. So the first thing I did was, when I would get all my dresses returned from the dry cleaners, they'd all be individually bagged in these plastic bags, you know, plastic bags you get from the dry cleaners. So the first thing I said was stop putting them in the bags. They're just going straight from the dry cleaners to my car to the shop. Uh-huh. So they don't need the plastic. Just give them to me on the hangers. So we've eliminated all of that plastic for them to be, and it's just one off. I did ask them and said, do you reuse this? And they said, you can bring them back in, but to be honest, I think they would just throw it out. So I've eliminated all of the plastic from the dry cleaners. I give them back all of their coat hangers, all of the clips, everything that they use. I rotate them back to the dry cleaners to then reuse again. On another side of it, with the postal orders that I do, I don't use any plastic when it comes to that as well. I use compostable mailers. And with those mailers, they usually have a double tab, so that one mailer gets used twice. So because my dresses need to be returned, I'll pop them in this one satchel. I will use it once. The customers will cut along the dotted line. They put the dress back into that same satchel to then send it back to me again. So we're eliminating one whole plastic bag with the return just by using this particular branded satchel. And they're compostable, so they break down. So they're a fantastic business, and I think they're doing really good things as well.
Can you just put those in your home compost?
You can. You've got to cut off the shipping label, or if you use like the Express Post sticker. So any stickers have to be cut off. But yeah, I just put them straight into my green bin after I've taken all the plastic, like all the paper stickers and stuff off. I pop them just straight in the green bin, so they can do that as well. You don't even have to compost them as such. They can go in your green bin at home. But if you did want to compost them, you just cut them into strips and then you put them in the compost. It's so easy.
The world of fashion is just ever changing. It's so fast.
Yes.
How do you manage to offer items that are on trend while also staying true to that commitment to sustainability? Like, what are your unspoken rules around the dresses that you source for your shop?
This is tricky, because this is a learning curve for me too. And a lot of my choices are quite limited or left for those bigger brands to decide on what their sustainability practices are going to be. I'm only exposed to a certain amount of dresses being in the production line. Like, I'm not making the dresses myself. I'm wholesaling them from other labels. So for me, I'm putting a lot of trust in those labels doing the right thing on their end for their sustainable practices, for them to me make a decision on a particular dress that it is right for everybody. I think when I choose the range that I do have, I want the most that I can get for that one particular dress that I can. So it comes down for me choosing the quality of the fabrics, which naturally with the level that the ones I stock, naturally the quality is going to be there regardless. I'm choosing something that I know is going to wear really well and for a long period of time. It's really hard because some people do want to stick with the trends and what's trending at the moment. But for me, it's trying to find a balance of both something that's on trend, but will also wear for a long time. And I think the great thing about my particular audience here in Ballarat, I think there's always someone at their stage in life that they're happy to wear a dress, even if it was trending 12 months ago, they would still like to wear it 12 months later because they want to, they've seen it in that path for that 12 months. And then it comes for a chance for that particular customer to have a go. And they think, no, I still want to wear this, even if it hasn't been worn for a long time. I actually want to be part of that journey and I'm now going to wear it too. So I think even when things are trending initially at the start, they are trending for just that little period, but I still get the trickle effect. I don't just get rid of the dresses after, you know, 3 months just because they're not trending anymore. There is someone out there all the time that still wants to wear that dress, which is great. It does make it hard because you do want to pick things that everyone wants, but you've still got to be conscious about, like, A, from a business perspective, is this going to make me money? But also, is this dress going to be worn for a long period of time and still align with our sustainable practices?
That's the thing as well. Like, you want it to have a longer lifespan than just one fashion season.
Yeah, it's just trying to find that balance, I guess, which is tricky because you do want to keep up with the trends, but you also want, you want the longevity there as well. So yeah, that is tricky, but it's always going to be there, I think.
Yeah. How many or what percentage would you say lean more towards classic pieces? And then what percentage is more into the trendier pieces?
I would say it would be 50-50 because there are a lot of people that come in hoping to get something that's on trend because they've seen it on social media or Instagram and they desperately want to wear that particular style or dress. However, out of that 50% that come in for those on-trend pieces, majority of those do end up leaving with something completely different altogether. So I think their expectation is that they want to get something on trend because that's all they've seen. However, when they actually try these pieces on, and then realize, well, that was right for that particular person, but that's not right for my body shape. And I don't feel good in this. I actually want to wear something that I do feel good in and end up wearing something that they've then dressed for their body shape, which I've helped them with, rather than something that's on trend. So they've left with a completely different mindset about how they choose dresses now because their eyes have been opened up to a whole new range of all these other items and they could be timeless pieces because that's what's better for their body. And we're dressing them as their body and what looks beautiful on them as a person rather than what's trending.
Yeah, I can vouch for that because I distinctly remember when I got a dress from you and I had picked out a bunch of different options from your website. And,
yes,
you know, these are dresses that I thought, oh, definitely. And the dress that I ended up wearing for that particular event was a dress that I would never in a million years have thought that that was something that I would go with or something that I would even wear. You know, I had in my head, oh, I want to wear this kind of dress. But when I tried them on, they looked terrible on me. And that's nothing against the dresses. It's just they weren't right for my body type. So, yeah, I went with a completely different dress.
Yes, it's really hard because the stigma is this is what looks good on Instagram, so that should look good on me. But people get caught up in that and forget that I should be dressing for my body shape and what looks good for me, not necessarily what's on trend. So just breaking down those barriers of people's thoughts on what they should be doing and what's better for them.
That's a topic that's also come up a few times in previous interviews. We get so caught up in the outfit, not looking good on us, and then we blame it on us when at the end of the day, they're not made for every body type.
People feel like they have to change their body or lose a bit of weight or do whatever they need to fit into that particular dress instead of there is a dress or there is a style out there for every body shape. We just have to find it for you as an individual. You don't have to change who you are. Like, that's the last thing anyone should be doing. So
exactly. Just out of curiosity, how many dresses do you have on hand at any given time?
I actually don't know. My husband asked me this question not long ago. I said, actually, I don't know. When I first started, I was so excited. I had just over 100. It was between 100 and 150 dresses. And I was so pumped because I thought that was so many. And I would look at it now and I think, oh, I'd just be guessing, but I'd be up around 450, close to 500 dresses.
Wow.
But that's because I stock, like, that's not one particular style. So I would, in one style, I will stock at least three different sizes in that particular style. So that's where the numbers add up because I have multiples in just one style.
That makes sense. Are there certain features in your in the designs that you choose to make sure that they're versatile and durable? I know that you mentioned that at the price point that you're buying these or getting these dresses in, like, quality is there. Mm-hmm. But is there anything else that you're looking at?
The fabric is the main thing. So I have to go to Melbourne. So I have to travel to do my buying trips. Mm-hmm. I don't always get there and I sometimes have to do them just online through lookbooks and things, which every time I do it that way, I always end up choosing something that, yeah, isn't quite right because mm-hmm. I need to get a feel for each fabric. It's the fabric and the detailing in each dress that makes a big difference for the longevity of that particular garment. So I'm always on the lookout for quality fabric. Is it lined? Does it have good zips? What are the details like? Some designers like to have at least one item in their collection that's really out there or really delicate or whatever it might be, which is great for a one-time wear, but you know, as soon as we start dry cleaning these dresses multiple times, those things break down and then the look of that dress has changed just purely because we have washed that dress.
Yep.
So, and I've done that just by learning from my mistakes as to what I should pick. And while I do get things repaired, there are certain fabrics that don't necessarily last the distance compared to some other ones. So I do have to look out for what's going to be better for the long run, rather than having to pick something that is just going to be able to only be worn once or twice. And that is something that those designers should be considering when they're designing these dresses in the first place. Can this dress be worn more than once and cleaned more than once? And if it can't, then they shouldn't be even producing that item.
That is such a good point.
But that's every label. And that's even, you know, you look even higher up with the even more higher end labels and it happens all the time with like Gucci, and they might make this gorgeous skirt, but it's got this detail of the Gucci part on the top that's like a brass buckle or something and it's stitched into the fabric, and that makes it impossible to clean because that then runs or catches on the fabric and then it ruins it. So you can't even, some designers don't even consider one wash, let alone multiple, which is awful.
They're literally designing it as a one-wear type item.
Yeah, yeah.
How long would you say then would be the average lifespan for your pieces?
Some last longer than others, and that's sort of in more ways than one. So if I sort of give an example of a really popular item, so mm-hmm. one particular dress that might, I've got quite a few in here that I've had for 2 years, maybe three, that are still popular, still renting out, and they're still coming back great. So they're still getting washed. Obviously, they're not like new condition. Mm-hmm. They have been worn, but they're still great quality where they still can be worn and it still looks like a beautiful designer dress. These types of dresses are usually those classic and timeless pieces. Yeah, like I said, 2 to 3 years potentially for one item. So that could be rented 30 plus times and washed 30 plus times. You think if you were to buy a dress or any garment for that reason, are you going to wear it 30 times? That's why the rental industry is fantastic, because this one garment is getting worn up to 30 times, which would not happen if that one consumer isn't going to potentially wear it 30 times.
Mm-hmm. So when they come to the end of their life cycle with you, what happens to them then?
So I always have a sales section on my website, and I also do 2 in-store sales per year where I choose a select range of dresses that are at the end of their life cycle where I think they're just not at that quality. They've just been worn way too many times. It's time to move these on. Or I've made a bad decision in one of those and it's just not renting well. I then sell those items to consumers. And usually those particular people that are buying those items, they've had their eye on it for a while and they've always wanted it but could never buy it at full price. Whereas now they're getting it as a secondhand piece at a much cheaper price, and they're just as happy because they then, it's going off to a new home, it's getting worn by new people rather than sitting here on the floor not doing anything or sitting here out in storage. So it's nice for me to be able to move those items on to a new home to get loved by someone else all over again.
I think that's fantastic. With more and more people showing an interest in things like purchasing secondhand and upcycling, do you ever include any secondhand or upcycled fashion in your collections?
I don't at this stage. I don't really have the capacity. My floor space here in the boutique that I have, it is only a small space, so I don't have a huge amount of space to play with experimenting in things like that.
Mm.
I think potentially something for me down the track is to have dresses on consignment, so I could have other people's dresses that they own in here on the floor to be rented. So I'm sort of renting it on their behalf. That is a potential option for me in the future, which I've thought about. When it comes to formal dresses, everyone's still got dresses in their cupboard that they're either willing to sell or something needs to happen with it, whether that's make a bit of money off it by renting it.
That's a really clever way of doing it, actually, because you're solving a problem for somebody else who has this item hanging in their wardrobe, potentially not being worn after being worn once. And it's something else that you can offer your customers.
Yes, just more of a range. Yeah, and because I only stock a certain size range, so I will have people come in outside of that size range and I can't help them. So that would then help a wider audience in terms of sizing as well.
Have you had any real horror stories around a piece that you've rented out?
There's a lot of trust in these people that rent these dresses.
Yeah, there
but
is.
I don't really have any horror stories because people treat these dresses with a lot of respect. When they're renting it, they treat it like it's their own, which is fantastic. So to be honest, the worst thing that's happened is a cigarette burn in the fabric of one of the dresses. And we were both freaking out. The customer was freaking out. I was freaking out. It was sort of my first like damaged item, and they were freaking out because then they were worried they were going to have to pay for this dress. And I thought, oh, like, I'll just take it to my seamstress. You just never know. Let's just do this, and we'll worry about it when she says it's no good. So I actually took it to my seamstress, and she solved the problem. Where it was and how the fabric sat, she was managed to put a seam in it, and you could not even tell.
Amazing.
So to be honest, if that's not even really that much of a horror story because we were able to solve the problem. And I actually still have that dress on the rack. It's still renting
that.
Out. So that was right at the start of the business for me. And yeah, I'm still renting it out. So that's not even really that's kind of like a horror story as well as a good story in there, because we were both worried, but we're able to solve it and it was fine. But really the worst part of the rental side of it is putting all my trust in Australia Post. So I post dresses out all the time all over Australia, and Australia Post is probably like our biggest worry usually about getting a dress on time. I have lost a dress within Australia Post system at some stage, which has never come back. So there's those kind of little things, but they're out of your control and that's just all part of the process. So
that's amazing that you are renting dresses Australia wide.
Yes.
Didn't realise.
Yes, which is crazy to think that when I get a website order, I think this person hasn't even tried it on. They're putting all this trust knowing this dress is going to fit, and they see it on the website and they put the booking through the website and we send it off. So, yeah, it's great. I send them off every week, which is exciting because I think I don't know who this customer is, and it's sort of a feel-good thing knowing that they've taken a part in this small Ballarat business and putting trust in it for their special events. It's fun. It's another nice aspect of the business.
I'd love to know what your favourite part of your dress hire business is.
Oh, there's so many good parts. My favourite part is the customers. When someone walks through the door every day, that excites me. I love hearing people's stories. I love being able to help them solve a problem for them. They're coming in needing a garment for a special event, and majority of the time they're either nervous or not sure what they want. So I'm able to help that, and I love that part of it. And the best bit is they walk out feeling so confident and so excited to wear one of my dresses. That just makes me feel so good. And then when they return, I get all this amazing feedback from customers, special little notes in their returns. Like, it just lights me up. I love it. I love being able to help people and make them feel really good when they're wearing one of my dresses. That's the best part for sure.
I know we touched on earlier that the whole aspect of sustainability when it comes to fashion didn't really come to your attention until you started this business. Has that inspired you in any way to, for your own personal shopping, consider purchasing secondhand?
Yes, absolutely. Personally, for me, in terms of just clothing, everyday wear, I feel like I've always been pretty savvy with that side of it anyway. To be honest, I thought that was more of me being money conscious. But I think now, since running the dress hire business and being more aware of fast fashion, it's just cemented even more in my mind, whether it be for money reasons, I'm being more sustainable in that sense. It's not just about the money. I'm helping reduce the environment with this fabric waste in landfill. Personally, I'm glad that I don't just go out and buy one-off pieces all the time. I've never really been like that anyway. In my mind, I thought it was because it was for money, but now I think it's, you know, 100% for helping to reduce that footprint. And I've always loved going into op shops, especially for, I've got three young kids. I love going in there and buying secondhand toys for them or clothing for them. Like, you always find such wonderful things in secondhand stores. So that's always been a part of my life anyway, but I've certainly far more conscious of it now. And if I do buy a new piece of clothing, that question is always there. Am I going to wear this, and am I going to wear it long term rather than just once? If it's a winter item in Ballarat, you've certainly got your chance to wear it 30 times.
Yeah.
And I think when I'm in the boutique and I'm on my social media accounts and I'm taking photos of myself or whatever, you know, people are seeing me, I like that they will see me in an item more than once. Mm. Like, just say I'm wearing a statement piece and I know that I've put that up on my socials and that people would have seen me in that statement piece. I don't care that if that next week I'm wearing that statement piece again. Like, I want them to see that I'm wearing clothes more than once. So I'm conscious of that too, knowing that we've got to break down those walls of, yes, people have seen me in that particular top, but I want them to see me in that top again, because I want them to know that that's what you do when you buy a piece, you wear it multiple times.
There's this whole culture around, I've worn it once, I can't possibly wear it again because what will people think?
It's awful. It's such a, I know, I wish we could break that down. But in saying that, my rental business benefits from that when it comes to dresses as such, and that's such a common thing for people only to wear once. For me as a business, it helps me. People are going to rent more if they do only want to wear it once. So that's a really tricky position for me to be in. While it's good for them to only want to wear something once, that means they're going to come back and rent more often, which is great for me as a business. But I do wish we could cut that stigma somewhere along the line, because it's an awful mindset to be in, thinking I can only wear this once.
That's right. And I mean, at least when they're coming to you, they're doing it in a more sustainable way.
Yeah.
Do your kids like to go to the op shop with you?
Oh, yeah, they love it.
Really?
They think it's fantastic. Yeah, they expect we're going to get something every time we go, of course. They're like, I want this and I want that. And yeah, they think it's great. And we pass that down the line with them too. So when we go back home, or whether it's the day before we go to do something like that, we're cleaning up our toys. Okay, you need to make a pile of toys that you want to keep, a pile that you want to donate, and then obviously a pile of broken ones that can't be replaced. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's always a pile for them to donate to someone else that can use these toys. So I try and include them in that process as well.
Yeah, that's great. Is op shopping something that you did when you were younger? Like, were you brought up hitting the op shops with your family or anything like that?
I think so. We grew up in a small country town. It was certainly part of our lifestyle at some stage. But I grew up with four other sisters, and we naturally shared clothes all the time. As soon as our eldest was out of hers, it was all about the hand-me-down. So
yeah,
that was a massive part of our upbringing. And to be honest, we still do it. We're all similar age. We all have young kids. We all pass our clothes and everything around to each other. And that's not just the kids' stuff. Like, if my sister has a wardrobe clean out, she'll send the bag over to me and I'll go through it and I'll take out what I want before we pass it on to the next sister. So that's always been part of our upbringing as well anyway. And I think, like I said, it was more of a budget conscious reason as to why Mum did that, but that's why we did it back then, to save money. Whereas now you realize the more beneficial part of that is that, well, that's actually, we're saving the environment as well.
Can you please tell us about your best bargain brag? So that is something that you have found secondhand, whether it be from a secondhand market or an op shop, something that is either your favourite, the craziest, the most out there, or just the best find?
Of course, I love this. I think everyone's got a good story about this. When I was on one of my buying trips in Melbourne, I had a bit of time and I was just window shopping while I was waiting for my next appointment. And I came across this shop and it was on like a main street as well with all these other high-end businesses. And it wasn't an op shop as such because they didn't take donations, but everything in that store was vintage. It was secondhand. It was upcycled. I was in heaven. It was the most amazing place I've ever found. And I bought a few things, but this one particular item that stuck out to me was this long sleeve velvet bodysuit, black bodysuit. It's gorgeous. And I just fell in love with it straight away. And I thought, it's velvet. Like it's just such a classic piece. I was so excited to see it was my size. And everything else in this store was fantastic as well. But this one particular piece it's become my favorite. I wear it all the time when I'm in the boutique as well. It's my favorite piece. And I love wearing it because I know that I've saved that ending up in landfill somewhere because someone was sick of it, whereas I now get to love it all over again and multiple times.
If you would like to see Ange's black velvet bodysuit.
Sounds terrible when you say it like that. Black velvet bodysuit. It looks awesome, I must say. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So jump onto the ReLove Radio Instagram highlights to have a look at that. I didn't mean for it to come out like that.
No, it's just when you said it back, I was like, oh, this sounds very interesting. Oh, well, it might make people go on and have a look.
Can you tell everyone where people can find you on social media and how they can go about hiring a dress from you?
Of course, I am on Instagram under Lucida Dress Hire Ballarat. I have my physical store here in Ballarat, which is on Armstrong Street South. I have open hours. You don't need to make appointments. You can come in at any stage. But I also have the website. If you're from out of town, I can post dresses to you wherever you live in Australia as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ange. It's been so fun having you on.
Yes. Well, I know. It's been fantastic. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to ReLoved Radio. You can find the show notes for today's episode on the website www.relovedradio.com.au. And that's also where you can download all my best sustainable shopping secrets. There's 45 of them, they're free, and they'll walk you through exactly how to shop secondhand like a pro.